For a while there, you try kidding yourself that you're going with an unmarried man. Then one day, he keeps looking at his watch and asks you if there's any lipstick showing, then rushes out to catch the 7:14 to White Plains. So you fix yourself a cup of instant coffee, and you sit there by yourself and you think. It all begins to look so ugly.
And that's from the movie The Apartment. And if you're the person having an affair with a married man or woman, you know you're living a double life, and the stress that you put on yourself is ugly. It's not just that the person goes back to their partner, to their spouse. It's that the choices you make really, really matter in your life. And if you just go by wishful thinking, oh, maybe he will leave his wife, or if you pretend that the wife doesn't exist, the wife does exist. And if you don't think everything through from all relevant aspects, you're undermining your own happiness. You're setting yourself up for trauma. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and the show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions on anything that's keeping you awake at night. And my number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER, toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And you can visit my website, drkenner.com. And right now I want to welcome Tifa to the phone. Is that your name, Tifa? It seems like something's keeping you awake at night.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
Okay, so I woke up last night and I was, I went to bed probably around 1:30, maybe 2, and I woke up about 5:30, and I was terrified, and I was confused, and I was sweating, but I wanted to cry, but I don't know why, because I didn't remember any part of my dream. My covers were kicked to the bottom of the bed or thrown, but I didn't even notice that until I went back to sleep, and I'm trying to figure out if this is like a night terror or a night dream or nightmare.
Well, a nightmare. Let's see. A night, if you just slept through it and woke up and remembered it, it would just be a bad dream that you had. But if it's so frightening that it wakes you up, which in this case it did, it's a nightmare. And the question is, how old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20. Have you any idea what this might be about?
You know, I don't. I just, the only image I remember is some man's face, and I can't even remember, like, it wasn't somebody I knew or anything like that, and I've been having nightmares, but I've been able to remember them.
Okay. You said you have a history of nightmares then. How often do you have nightmares?
It started when I was 12, 13.
Yeah, what happened back then?
I would wake up screaming, and my mom would have to come comfort me, and even then it wouldn't really help.
And what went through your mind, if to the best that you can remember it?
I was just scared. I didn't know what happened. I mean, I know the difference. Like, I was told that nightmares, you know, you wake up and you're scared, of course, but you can still remember your dream. And night terrors, you can't remember them at all.
Yeah, but it's what it's sounding like. Well, let me ask you another question. Are you on any medications? Because sometimes medications can cause that.
No.
Okay. So, here's what I suggest. If you're waking up very confused and sweating and there's no content, it's just a ball of emotion and anxiety and fear, one of the things you can do is to actually see a cognitive therapist, maybe for a few sessions, to see if there is any pattern. Is there a theme in the type of dreams you've been having? For example, when you were, I used to have nightmares. And my nightmares were of a dog and cat chasing me because in my childhood, a dog almost bit me and I was terrified by them. So this is not anything heavy, but you can see how it can torture a child. I remember my mother once giving me a sleeping pill just to get me back to sleep. I also was very worried that spiders would bite me in the night and kill me because I watched a scary movie. So sometimes the content doesn't come from abuse. Sometimes the content comes from just being traumatized by a movie or something that's a normal activity, a dog almost biting you. And because you're a kid and you don't know how to file it, you feel terrorized. But sometimes it does come from abuse. Is there any history of abuse in your past?
Sexual abuse, yeah.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised then.
And I've been having a lot of suppressed memories come up that I didn't remember. You know, like things that just keep popping up, and I don't know if they're reality or something that my subconscious is making up.
Okay, you definitely want to, if you have the ability to go to a good cognitive therapist, I would see one ASAP, somebody who's dealt with abuse issues, because your mind is trying to put the pieces together. Your subconscious is working while you're sleeping, and you don't have a full picture. And it's not fun to go back and remember some of the abuse, but it's clarifying, and you can put it to rest after that. You can grieve your losses and move on and not have it carry through your young adult years. Was it somebody in the family that abused you?
Yes.
It was. So it's even more traumatic. So the feeling of being confused and sweating and wanting to cry and kicking the covers to the bottom of the bed, when people have had a history of abuse, that is a likely candidate. What can you do for yourself now besides going, you can pursue therapy. Is that open to you?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, there's a website. You can go to my website too, drkenner.com, and I have a link to it. It's a cognitive therapy website, academyofctcognitivetherapy.org. But what you want to do is really, really treat yourself delicately, gently, lovingly. You want to say to yourself, I am a good person, and something bad happened in my childhood that I need to process so I can get over it. You're not bringing up the memories. If you had never remembered it, let's say it happened when you were half a year old and you never remembered it, why go back there? You're not going to remember it anyway, right? But if it's messing up your current life, that is every reason to go digging. And I've had people who have been able to let the memories come in, and you that's why you want a very good psychologist, because you don't want them to create memories for you.
Right.
You want to get the raw data from your own mind and put the pieces together as best you can. If the person's alive, you want to make a choice. Do you want to address it? I've had people that have brought the perpetrator into court. I've had other people that have opted that their life is not worth the battle, and that they just want to move on with their life. They know who did it, why they know who did it. They despise the person. They keep a distance from that person. Other people in the family are protected from that person. They've helped that happen. And so that's another direction you can go in. You can either try to put the guy in jail or woman, whoever it is, or not. How else can I help you?
Do you think, given the circumstances of my sleeping pattern, do you think it is a night terror?
I would say that when anyone has had severe abuse or sexual abuse, that's severe, I would say that you do need to process it. And how we file it away as a kid is not necessarily the way that we do as an adult. I would say that is a prime candidate. I can't say for sure, but because I don't know, maybe another reason could be you're on medications that are messing you up, but that you said no. So a prime candidate is that. And I would work with a psychologist, though, to see if there's anything else that could be a possible problem. I would also read about sleep hygiene, how to help yourself have better endings to your dreams, how to not increase the anxiety. Oh my God, I'm afraid to go to bed tonight. What if I have another, nightmare? You don't want to get into that loop. So that's why you need the help as soon as possible. And there are some books that could be helpful to you. One is A Good Night's Sleep by the Harvard Medical School. So listen, thank you so much for your call. And I wish you a great night's sleep and a great life, Teva.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Are you looking to get into a new relationship? Well, pick up this book, The Selfish Path to Romance, with Dr. Ellen Kenner and with Dr. Edward Locke. The first chapter is free online. Go to her website. It's drkenner.com. This book, without question, is important for those in a healthy relationship or maybe those that are seeking a healthy, loving, mature relationship. Do you find that you're always picking the wrong partner? Or maybe it's someone that you know. Choosing the right partner. How to cherish your partner. Creating intimacy. It's Dr. Ellen Kenner, The Selfish Path to Romance. Available on Amazon right now. Romance doesn't just happen. This book brings you closer to the passion, love, excitement you desire in a romantic relationship. Listen, before you join a dating service, first read Dr. Kenner's book. The first chapter is free online. Go to her website, drkenner.com, available on Amazon right now.